Well, hello everybody. Well, it's the end of another week, and somehow I survived. And now I'm allowed some playtime. Then I was thinking, you know, as I do, some of the sayings I've learnt through life and heard over and over again. And I'm thinking they must mean something to still be around. But these sayings are generally about famines, of course. So here's one here, guys. I think we all know this one. Sugar and spice and everything nice. Never used on a man, it's always a femon is said about that. And as you know, through my life I've come across loads of femons. And you know what? I've never met a femon that's sugar and spice and everything nice. Now it could be they're just a very rare breed, or they could be they don't really exist. A bit like the Bigfoot and the Yeti. It's just a myth. So I wonder who made that phrase up. And I can kinda guess who might have done that. But I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you guys out there can tell me that they met a femon that was sugar and spice and everything nice. But here's another saying, and I'm gonna keep it in the original, not go metric or anything. Give a femon an inch, and she'll take a mile. Which, of course, is a crock of shit. Because if you give a femon an inch, she won't see you again anyway. Then here's one more. Don't listen to what a femon says. Watch what she does. Would be such a great better world we could live in if femons would stop all the fakery, the lying, and the deceiving, and just be goddamn honest for once. But as we see, it's completely impossible for them to do that. Now, I've just watched a video that Doggett put on. It was about another phasey, cremon, I may as well say it. Have you ever done that? Got the words all mixed up? I could be having a stroke. I'll start again. It was about a femon who was acting crazy as usual, and she was self-harming herself. Now, when I was in Thailand, I saw a lot of femons with scars on their arms that self-harmed. And the saying goes, it's a cry for help. Or is it? Because I've been thinking about it, and sometimes that's not a good thing for me, but here goes anyway. Femons obviously think they're so important, they're so entitled, they're so valuable, that men will do anything to protect them. After all, they're the breeders, right? So when the femon's in a predicament, she starts self-harming herself, saying sort of thing, look at me, I'm so valuable and I'm harming myself. If you stop annoying me and going away, I'll stop harming myself, sort of thing. Femons don't self-harm for other femons, they self-harm towards men, so that men see. All the femons in Thailand used to cut their arms, and there used to be scars on their arms, so that you would see them. I had a sort of a girlfriend years and years ago when I was a young man, and I said to her that we should break up because it's really not going anywhere. And she threatened to kill herself, commit suicide, if we split up. And she actually took some tablets one time as well. They think they're so valuable that man will do anything to stop her hurting herself. Of course, the reason why man reacts when a femon hurts herself, purposely, is because he has compassion. The femon I was with never intended to commit suicide or really hurt herself in any way. It's another trick of manipulation, isn't it? So, why do you guys out there think that femons usually self-harm themselves? Or is this another mental illness that femons have that they blame on men again? Aren't you guys out there really getting tired of being an scapegoat for femons unable to deal with reality? Remember, guys, they're not your responsibility anymore. You men out there have to learn something that femons have been born with. You have to be more selfish.